You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and this is exciting. We are now going real deep on the family office space. We've got Jeremiah Schnee, founder of the Wealth and Values Institute. It's a rapidly growing community of legacy families are passionate to learn and apply best practices, and he's co-founded the iLead event, and it helps the U.S. and Chinese second-generation business leaders get together. Welcome to the show, Jeremiah.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure.
All right. Now, Jeremiah, let's get right into it. Who should attend your iLead program?
Well, thank you, Jim. We are interested in two categories, Jim. Next-generation legacy family members with a high appetite to innovate and to develop a global business action network with their peers around the world. And the other category, Jim, is first-generation wealth creators. So they don't have to be part of a elite family to be fully participative here, but they need to have that legacy family vision for the future.
Now, let's take a step back, because I asked who should attend before I even discussed what it was all about. Leave it to me to jump ahead. So tell us a little bit about what the event is and how you're bringing Chinese and American families together.
Will do, Jim. And maybe it would be helpful to step back half a step and just talk a little bit quickly about what a legacy family is.
Sure.
So a legacy family generally involves complex intergenerational wealth. So even if we're talking about a first-generation wealth creator, let's say where the family is not in the operating business, chances are that the wealth is going to be transferred to other family members sooner or later. So between operating business involvement, co-investments, philanthropic endeavors, or whatever, many family systems in this space are regarded as legacy families. Now, when you look at the U.S., it's amazing. There are over 3,000 single-family offices, Jim. And single-family offices generally aren't even practical for families to consider until they've got about $100 million in net worth or in assets. And then you've got thousands of other families that have not set up a formal family office but have that kind of wealth and just want to keep it less formal. Now, when you look at the statistics around these families, a lot of folks think they live charmed lives. But, Jim, sometimes there's trouble in paradise. So I can explain, if you want me to go a little further, what the statistics show and why it is that we created the Legacy Family Community and the iLead program.
For sure, but I want to just make sure we get everything in. So it's up to you, whatever you'd like to focus on, but I really think it's important to talk about what these families are, because, I mean, you know, after somebody makes money, then it starts to dissipate into the different generations unless somebody brings it all together.
Well, exactly, Jim. You nailed it, because, you see, by the end of the second generation, by statistics, 60% of the wealth is dissipated. And by the end of the third generation, by statistic, 90% is dissipated. And these are smart people with MBA kids and a lot of good advisors.
Wow.
Now, when you survey them, they will say to you, and this is all scientific, bad deals, bad taxes, bad advice. That's why we're in this situation. And of course, there's the expansion of the numbers in the family, and that, of course, will generally dilute the wealth, but that's not the driver. But when you actually look at the statistics and the source reasons why, it's because there's a breakdown of trust and communication between generations. The first generation generally knows the value of the buck, created it out of nothing, brilliantly successful, but probably driven. And the second generation grows up on another planet of reception, sometimes entitlement. It's a totally different culture, and that's a challenge. So that to address these challenges and the statistics and to figure out how to beat those statistics, we've delved deeply into thought leadership and a number of other aspects, And that was the genesis of the foundation of the Wealth and Values Initiative and the Legacy Family Community that is growing.
Well, you know, that's why the young man that was on before you, Larry's in, he's third generation. It's just amazing how he's been able to keep it rolling. He's just an absolute superstar. So it's wild that so much value dissipates over time. So you've got these next-gen people and first-gen people. You're putting them together across the world. I mean, it sounds so exciting. I really would love to hear more.
Well, thanks. So here's what happened. The legacy families, and we're gaining about one or two a month. We don't advertise. We have a certain code of conduct, which goes around what we call the dolphin culture. You know, if you swim with sharks, you bleed in the water. We've all got the scars.
Oh, boy.
So we want to be dolphins, and there's a whole code of conduct around how that works. But and hopefully we have time. But if not, those are the kinds of families that are being attracted to this effort. And when we surveyed those families, Jim, they said to us, look, there are a lot of worthy groups of high net worth families and so on. Help us with the kids. Help us with the next generation. And so a group of us, including Peter Cuneo, who is the guy that took Marvel out of bankruptcy and sold it to Disney for $4.5
billion. Sure.
Paul DuPont, the Pitcairn family. There's some wonderful families and some others that aren't as well known but equally wonderful. They all got together and said, let's start to do something that nobody else is doing. And hence, what was born, Jim, was M&I. Now, that's not mergers and acquisitions. That's mentorship and internship. So we began to mentor next gens and then find internships in other families of different businesses with different family cultures and different philosophies to place them in so that they could gain perspective and then find, as they clarified their career, whether they wanted to go back into the family business much more mature and seasoned or go off on their own. And what happened at that point was we were approached by the Chung Kong Graduate School of Business, which is essentially the leading privately owned executive ed program in China. They have revenues of $100 million a year. 50% of those come from exec ed. So that's not MBA or undergrad. It's seasoned execs that want to come back and network and learn best practices so they can get wealthier and more successful together. And it was endowed by a guy by the name of Li Ka-shing, who is kind of the Bill Gates of China. And they said to us, look, we love what you're doing with these families, third, fourth, and fifth generation families that are active with you. We really need to connect on a personal level, not just a philosophical or an academic level, because we have one kid, we have 40 or 45 years of wealth creation, not four and five generations, and we really want to understand what can we do to learn what's transferable and develop family legacies that will be sustainable for ourselves. And that was the launch and the beginning of the I Lead program, which doesn't stand, by the way, for I Myself Lead. It stands for intergenerational leadership. And I can explain more if you want.
Jeremiah, we've only got about a minute left in this segment. What I'd like to know is, can you stick around? We've got a segment coming up with the University of Miami Health System. And then at about a quarter to seven, we'd have some more time. Can you stick around or call back in about 10 minutes? Because I really want to dive in to what the takeaways are at this kind of an event.
Happy to do it, Jim. It's a full immersion program that launches this June with approximately 25 to 30 next gens from around the world, U.S., China, and other cultures. And it's fascinating. It's very unique. And we'd love to have some of your listeners join us if they qualify and if they have that visionary appetite.
Well, do me a favor, Jeremiah. Hang in there for just a few minutes. Or if you like, you could call us back in about 15 minutes. I want to pick up on this in the fourth quarter of the show. Would you please do that for us?
Be happy to, Jim. So I'll call in, what, about quarter two?
Call in actually about 20 of, okay?
Will do.
Thanks, Jeremiah. We're going to have more with Jeremiah Schnee and I Lead a little bit later in the show.